After several months of test driving, Servco Pacific and Toyota Connect launched Hui Car Share yesterday at 25 locations throughout urban Honolulu.
This is something that gives folks, drivers, the benefits of driving without the cost and hassle of owning a car.
Mark Fukunaga is Servco's president and CEO.
We've seen around the world where car sharing has reduced traffic congestion, freed up parking spaces, and improved air quality.
Users can choose from a fleet of 70 Toyota and Lexus vehicles, including the Prius, Camry, and Lexus RX, all accessible by smartphone. Hui director Paul Fukunaga demonstrates.
So you start on the map tab, select the time, so I want a car right now, and then all the results that come back are vehicles that are available for the time you selected.
We reserve the red Toyota Prius, hit confirm, and once the reservation is active and the car within distance of the smartphone,
and now the car is reading this phone like a key fob. On your way, do your thing.
Cost savings and convenience are also big drivers of car sharing in Hawaii. According to the American Automobile Association, owning and operating a vehicle in the United States costs nearly $8,500 a year, a figure that is likely higher in Hawaii given the local price of gas.
Why pay 100% for a car when you use it 5% of the time?
Drivers can rent a Hui car for $9.95 an hour or $79.95 for the day. The cost includes gas, insurance, and roadside assistance. But there are challenges, says Aki Marceau, policy director at Elemental Accelerator and chair of the Sustainable Transportation Coalition of Hawaii.
One of the biggest challenges that I see is not the, you know, fault of the Hui car share system, but the structure that's in place right now, which is that currently we cannot have on-street parking for car share systems.
A Honolulu City ordinance prevents the use of street parking for commercial entities. Instead, Hui worked with private landowners and parking lot operators to house their fleet. Marceau says car share company Car2Go pulled out of Hawaii back in 2015 because of this issue.
And I think that's a huge opportunity for both City Council as well as the City and County of Honolulu and the state at large to really think holistically about how we want to prioritize our parking spaces on the road to enhance car sharing opportunities.
Today, there are more than two dozen companies competing for business in a car sharing industry that has been around for about 15 years. Advocates say increased concern over the environment and decreased popularity of car ownership among millennials may spur industry growth.
Certainly, you know, it's not going to 100% replace the need for car ownership, but what it does do, in addition to a lot of other kind of sharing economy models similar to the Beaky bike share, is it provides an alternative to car ownership.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.